Curtis Sliwa started the Guardian Angels in New York City back in, I think, 1977. Got pushback from a lot of primarily Democratic mayors and what have you. He's now a legendary anti-crime activist. And tonight at 6 o'clock, we proudly premiere his documentary, Chicago premiere of Vigilante. The last time, Curtis, you and I sat and talked, we were in the old Pennsylvania Hotel across from Madison Square Garden. And Madison Square Garden, it was about 1,000 degrees in that room.
Yeah, well, I gave you the flea bag treatment. You guys are giving me the red carpet treatment here at WLS. Boy, you really flipped the script on me. Yeah.
This is a nice studio. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, the best. And the view. The view, like Michigan out there. I'm ready to go for a swim right after this.
Yeah, good luck to you. It's
earned my cred in the Polar Bear Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Before Giuliani, back in the day, when you started the Guardian Angels with the red jackets and the red berets, and you took this very diverse group of guys and said, we have to protect ourselves because we can't count on the city government protecting us any longer. What kind of pushback did you get from the politicians?
Oh, massive. They treated me like I was a hemorrhoid in a red beret, and they couldn't find enough Preparation H to smear on me, hoping that I'd dry up and just sort of float away. But, you know, it's very similar to what you're going through in Chi-Town now. Renamed Chi-Rock.
Did they ever expect you to last this long?
No, no. In fact, I just celebrated my 64th birthday on Monday, and the over-under point spread of the wise guys, you know, as they were spreading street money, was this guy will be room temperature, a cadaver in formaldehyde by 44, never mind 64.
And then how many times were you shot?
I was shot one time. Five times with hollow point bullets, but I've been shot at, I've been stabbed, hit with baseball bats. Can't you tell I'm a bit deranged, a bit titched?
Well,
but you know, all the furniture upstairs rearranged in the wrong room from all those all those Louisville sluggers that hit me right between my medulla and cerebellum.
When you get these guys together, then and now, you know, they want to carry a tire checker or a baseball bat or what have you, some sort of, you know, brass knuckles. And you say, no, no, we must remain within the law, but ready to react. How do you, that seems like a fine line. How do you train your guys?
Well, we tell them, guys and gals, we don't trust you. You know, this isn't like the blue wall of silence with the cops. We say, we know there's a propensity that you would want to carry weapons. So we're going to search you before patrol for belly button lint, and we're going to search you after patrol to make sure you didn't pick up any weapons, drugs, or drug paraphernalia along the way. And that's how you keep the checks and balances.
That's so smart.
Well, you know how humans are. Let's say,
I'd want to carry if I was working with you guys.
Right, but let's say the night before you were riding the blue line, right, coming in from O'Hara where there's old degenerates. I was talking to your producer, Tony, who comes in the wee hours of the morning. And you got to get your way through that human flotsam and jetsam. And maybe they gave you a good beat down the night before. Now you show up for patrol next, you may say, hey, you know, I'm going to come with my own guardian angel. That could be a shiv. That could be a brass knuckles. Who knows? That's why you always have to check, double check.
What happens when you've got a person that's in a confrontation? Do you ever worry sometimes that the sheer testosterone in the moment will get in the way? How do you keep yourself from hurting someone?
Well, it's not a question so much of hurting, but if a guy steps to you, right, and he violates your space, this ain't see something, say something. What are you going to do in the middle of nowhere, right, where a guy is ready, right, a knuckle dragger, a real jadrul, to take you apart? You've got to use the language that he understands, which is paying compliance.
And look up jadrul.
That's right, jadrul.
Well, I get it. So in other words, if you're attacked, you're going to obviously defend yourself.
But
that's legally right, okay. There's fine. There's no culpability there. The problem is, as you said, and I think it's so smart, again, just to reiterate this, that the guys who are volunteers on your force, the Guardian Angels, they're searched before a shift and searched after a shift. That gives you a lot of plausible deniability. My guys are never armed. I don't know how it happened, but you can be sure that it didn't happen from our guys.
And it's a patrol, so you have a patrol leader, a secondary leader, so you're not leaving it to any one guy or gal to make a decision that could impair the organization internationally. We're in 13 countries, 130 cities now. So bad news, as you know, is big news, good news, slow news, sometimes
especially
slow
nowadays.
News.
Especially nowadays. How many members?
Right now, we have 5,000 members in 13 countries, 130 cities.
How many do you put out on a patrol? Is there a number you like to see when you're saying, let's say, all right, you know, we've got a group, we got a problem happening out on the red line. It's happening between midnight and 4. How many people are you going to take out on patrol?
4 or more.
Okay.
Depends on who shapes up for that day. But in the old days, when I first came to Chi-Town in the 80s, when your mayor, Jane Byrne, was half in the bag, And she had like that cheap Chanel on and told me that I was a vigilante and I'd have to get out of Chi-Town. We were in the Robert Taylor Homes, Cabrini Green, Rockwell Gardens at the time, Ida B. Wells. Man, you'd have to go in there strong. You're talking 12 or more.
How many guys have watched you guys work in these same neighborhoods you just described and then decided, I never realized there was another side. I'm going to get involved in this. How many guys have you converted from bad to good?
Most, because, you see, those are the kind of young guys and gals attracted to us. Like this morning, we're in Little Village, where they snatched up a 13-year-old girl and raped her and left her in an alleyway. Well, in places like Little Village, Pilsen, Humboldt Park, where you'd be lucky to find somebody who can speak English. You got a lot of guys who are, like, in transition. Mm-hmm. So you got to get them to join our side, the good side, or...
They're looking for a family.
Right. Look at all the Uzi-toting, dope-sucking, psychopathic killing machines who would recruit them to their side. And if you don't give them that choice, more than likely, they're going to go to the bad side.
How's the film doing?
The documentary's doing great. You know, it's in all the artsy-fartsy film festivals around the world.
Most of the places they wouldn't let a guy like you in, right?
Well, places I couldn't even find on the map nor pronounce. Hopefully it gets some awards, and then maybe it'll be on a Netflix, a Hulu, an Amazon, and then everybody will get to eyeball it.
Yeah, that's for sure. How long did it take you to make it?
It actually, believe it or not, only took 2 days because they had all the film footage.
All the stuff is there.
And me, I'm like a yenta. I'm talking nonstop. And as you know, on talk radio, this is what we were born to do. We were hatched to talk. And they just let the cameras run. And then they had to spend a month of Sundays editing it all and saying, what the hell did Sleewood just say? That's not in the Webster's dictionary.
Closed captioning, I
hope. What are you trained in as far as self-defense?
It's not run foo, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'll slam you and jam you, and you'll be sucking concrete. I love to give attitudinal readjustments, and I love to take your head and say, you see that curb there? You're a wise guy, right? Watch how quick your forehead is going to meet the curb. Bang!
Law of gravity works against everybody, doesn't it?
And you know, they comply. It's called pain compliance. The thugs will comply, because if you try to have a normal conversation with them, you're just, hey, knock yourself out.
Well, hopefully once they get that message, then they look, there's at least a different group they can join. That's the best thing about the Guardian Angels, I think.
And
there's a presence of good in those terrible neighborhoods. Well, I look forward to seeing the documentary tonight at 6. We're going to have a full house for you in our sound lounge. You think this is a nice room? Go take a look at that before you leave.
Wait a second. You guys are coming with me on the Red Line.
Hey,
we're going south side
tonight. That's
going to
be fun. We'll take some video of that.
I got extra red berets, red sateen jackets. You guys good to go? Or are you going to have an X-Lax attack on me?
As long as I can get my name on it.
Oh, I got a fever in my foot. I can't make it tonight. Hey, don't wimp out on me.
Don't
wuss out on me.
And we'll watch for you on TV station today. I know you're making the rounds, too. So we'll see you at 6. Good luck, and congratulations on a terrific career.
Oh, thanks for the red carpet treatment.
And thanks for what you've done for a little doing good in the hood, too.
WLSAM.com for more information on the Chicago premiere of Vigilante tonight, 6 o'clock, here at the NBC Tower.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.